obviously a new term in office for me, and a new legislative session certainly gives me the responsibility of a new committee chairmanship, the Senate Judiciary Committee. As we know, the previous chairman recently retired, Senator Stuart Greenleaf, who headed the committee for more than 30 years, and he certainly established a record of being a high-profile writer of legislation and had many bills turned into law. So it's clear that this is an important and very consequential committee with broad jurisdiction, and there are a high number of bills that will be referred to it and will be looking at. As with every committee, there's a commitment to looking at change, looking at the ability to drive reform through the legislative process, and that's something that I intend to do as chair. The quality of justice, the fairness of our laws and policies, and fundamental access to the judicial system, those are issues of intense public interest and spirited legislative debate. I think probably for many people, my work with other state and community leaders on juvenile justice reform gave me insight to the challenges we face across the juvenile justice and the justice system as a whole. And I was also a part of the effort to ensure that victims were given the opportunity to testify in person before the state parole board prior to its deciding on whether to release an offender from prison. So I think both of those are good examples of how broad coalitions of groups and officials can work together and look to improve the system. And I will draw upon those experiences to work in a bipartisan way with Republicans and Democrats and continue the committee's record for being both productive and very effective.